Hi, my name is Percy, and today we're conducting an opinion survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. So when thinking about the direction which the country is headed in, generally speaking, would you say you're very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied?
Okay, listen. If when Kamala Harris get elected, then everything is good. But if the country continues to allow Donald Trump to disrespect the company, the country, then we're dead in the water. So I'll say we're going forward.
All right. So would you say that maybe you're somewhat satisfied then? Or very satisfied?
Yeah, somewhat satisfied. Somewhat satisfied.
So when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues are to you on a scale of 0 to 10? Where a 0 means not an important issue, or in a 10 meaning a very important issue. So the first issue is crime and violence.
Oh, 10.
Reproductive freedom.
10.
Healthcare.
10.
Climate change.
10.
Abortion rights.
10.
Criminal justice reform.
10.
Voting rights.
10.
Democracy.
Absolutely 10.
All right, thank you. K through 12 education.
10.
Student loan debt.
Say that again.
Student loan debt.
10.
Immigration.
10.
Racism and discrimination.
10.
Jobs and wages.
10.
Inflation and the cost of living.
10.
10. All right, thank you. So as you may know, there's going to be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in November.
Yes, I'm a Democrat.
So I do know it's a long way off, but how likely are you to vote? With a 0 meaning not at all likely and a 10 meaning extremely likely to vote.
Oh, no. What was the one that said I'm likely to vote?
I'm sorry, what was that?
What was the number that says I'm likely to vote?
A 10.
That I'm likely to vote?
Yeah, so a 0 means you're not at all likely to vote, and a 10 means you're extremely likely to vote.
Oh, yeah, 10.
10, all right. So would you mind sharing your race?
My what?
Your race.
Oh, race, African-American.
African-American, all right, thank you. So are you registered to vote?
Yes. Now, the last time I voted was when Biden and Harris was running. With all this stuff going on, how can I check to make sure that I'm still registered?
Well, if I'm being completely honest, I'm not 100% sure with how the voting process works, but I'm pretty sure you can check when you're registered to vote at the polling places on election days, although I'm pretty sure that's a little bit, might be too late to register, but also I think you can look at it online.
So okay, what do I go to?
Let me check right now. Well, I believe it depends on which state are you in. Would you mind sharing which state you're in?
I'm in Georgia. Fulton County.
All right, let's see. All right, well, I believe there is a website where you can go to. That's called, let's see. All right, so the site is called USA.gov. And in there, if you look up how to register to vote, and then space USA.gov, it can show you a little website, and then it shows you the process to go to vote, and this is going to be online by mail or vote in person.
Okay, so I just put in my name and it'll tell me if I'm already registered?
I believe so, but I'm not really sure, but I think so.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question. How did you get my number, my name, and everything?
Well, your name, we don't have it. We only have your number, and your number, we have it just out of pure luck because we call based on the AI computer-generated random numbers.
Okay.
All right.
All right, cool. Well, thank you so much.
All right.
I'll check it out. You say USA.gov?
Yes, USA.gov.
Okay.
So, in terms of gender, what do you identify yourself as?
I'm male.
Male, all right. Would you mind sharing the year of your birth?
1951.
All right, thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
3 years of college.
3 years of college, all right. So would you say that's like some college or an associate's degree?
Some college.
Some college, all right. So no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes on issues that matter to you on a scale of 0 to 10?
Every vote counts.
All right. So would you say a lot of power then?
A lot of power.
All right. And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community? Again, on a scale of 0 to 10.
Well, again, I'll do 10, but Kamala has to be the president for that to happen.
All right. Thank you. So now I'm going to give you a list of some people and organizations. And if you could basically tell me your opinion about them on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0...
Okay. What's the first name?
Sorry. Where a 0 means you don't like them, a 5 means that you're neutral, and a 10 means you do like them. So the first person is Joe Biden.
Oh, 10.
10, all right. What about Donald Trump?
0.
Kamala Harris?
Oh, 10.
The Democratic Party.
You say the Democratic Party?
Yes, the Democratic Party.
10.
The Republican Party.
0.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
5.
5, alright, thank you. So, I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for who would you vote for?
Harris.
Harris, all right. So I know it's, again, a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democratic.
Democratic, all right. So for who did you vote for back in the 2020 elections for president?
I'm sorry, repeat that.
For who did you vote for back in the 2020 general elections for president?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, all right. So thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say your life has gotten much worse? Worse, say the same, better, or much better?
Much better.
Much better, all right. So thinking about your network of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes? Most of them vote. It's about half and half. Most of them don't vote or none of them vote?
Half and half.
So now I'm going to read you a short list of some events and people that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. And after each one, if you could please tell me how much you believe that these people or events have prevented the progress you want to see in this country on a scale of 0 to 10. Where a 10 means that they did not prevent any progress, and a 10 means that they did prevent progress, and a 5 means you're not really sure. So the first person is President Biden.
And
Governor Kemp.
Who?
Governor Kemp.
Oh, 0.
So you don't think he prevented any progress?
Oh, Donald Trump?
No, Governor Kemp.
Okay, I misunderstood you. Say that again.
For sure. So I'm going to read you a list of names and people, and if you could tell me how much you believe that they have prevented progress in the country. A 0 means
you say they haven't. You say they have not did any progress.
Yes. So you're gonna rate these, and a 0 would mean that they did not prevent any progress, meaning they have helped progress. And a 10 means that they have certainly prevented progress, meaning they are the reason why we aren't progressing as much as you would like.
Okay, now what's the highest I can give them to say that they have helped with progress?
If they have helped progress, that means a 0. because that means they did not prevent any progress, meaning it was happening. And then a 10 would mean that they are the reason why we aren't moving forward.
So gotcha.
The first person is President Biden.
0.
Governor Kemp.
Governor Kemp?
Mm-hmm.
Like K-E-M-P?
Yes, K-E-M-P.
0.
The Supreme Court.
Can I take that one back?
Which one?
Kemp.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Do you want to switch it?
5.
5? All right. What about the Supreme Court?
Oh, 0. Oh, what? No. 10.
10? All right. The white supremacists.
Oh, 10.
Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly.
10.
Republicans in the U.S. Congress.
10.
Donald Trump.
Oh, 20.
All right. No worries. All right. So now I'm going to read you a short list of some, rules and policies and statements that have obstructed progress in Black communities. And after each one, if you could please tell me how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles would motivate you or people in your network to vote, using a scale from 0 to 10, where a 0 means that it would not motivate you at all to vote, a 5 means that you're not sure, so it's kind of like neutral, and a 10 would mean that this would strongly motivate you to vote. So the first one is the 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block it in Georgia, hindering accommodations for pregnant, new mothers, and recovering workers.
10.
The 2019 Foster Youth to Independence Program offers a 3 to 5 years of housing aid to aging out foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8. More action is needed as Black youth, 18 to 24, are disproportionately affected by homelessness.
10.
The 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act supports the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 per month on internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia households benefit, saving $21.8 million monthly.
10.
14 years after Affordable Care Act of 2010 provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid, nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means that 120 Black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage.
0.
We've made strides toward building Black power together. While there's still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize the challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey towards future progress.
10.
10? All right, thank you. So we're almost done. We're about 85% done with the survey, so there's only a few more questions left. So this one is just for, reiteration. So based on all the statements you just heard, how much power do you feel that your vote has now to make a change on issues that matter most to you?
10.
And how much power do you feel the Black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community?
10.
All right. And how likely are you to vote in the 2024 elections for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices on a scale of 0 to 10?
10.
So thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say your life has gotten much worse? Worse? Has it had no changes? Is it much better or just simply better?
Wait, what's the highest one I can get?
The highest one is much better.
Okay, much better.
Much better, all right. In terms of sexual orientation, what do you consider yourself to be?
What do you mean sexual?
Sexual orientation, meaning are you straight? Are you gay? Or
bisexual? Yeah, I'm straight. I'm straight. I'm straight.
Right. What is your marital status?
Widowed.
Widowed, all right. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
All right. Are you of any Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
All right. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
All right. Would you consider yourself to be a strong Democrat or a not strong Democrat?
Strong.
Strong. All right. How would you describe your employment status?
Unemployed.
Unemployed. All right. And last question. Last year, that's 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? And you can totally just ballpark it if you would like.
$15,000.
All right. Well, this will include a survey. So thank you so much for your time. We truly appreciate it. And hope you have a great rest of your day.
You're welcome. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.